Jeff, this week, obviously big news in the area. Gila Regional Medical Center has a new CEO. What can you share?
That's right. Last Friday, after a five-hour meeting, Grant County Commissioners voted to hire a hospital management company, Health Tech S3, who are providing a new CEO for the county-owned hospital, G. Scott Maness. He's described as a accomplished senior healthcare executive and a turnaround specialist. The outgoing interim CEO and current chief financial officer, Richard Stokes, looked forward to Maness coming on board. He said that the hospital has accomplished quite a bit in terms of turning around their revenue cycle. And with the help of Maness, he said they'll put their heads together and figure out what changes need to be made at the hospital in terms of expenses. So he did say that there will be some changes at the hospital. It will remain a nonprofit hospital, but he wouldn't speculate what those changes would be. Maness is on board as of May 4th, and CFO Stokes thanked the Grant County Commission for their support and applauded their decision.
The Grant County Commission appoints the trustees of the Gila Regional Medical Center. That board has had four people resign this month. Can you give us an update on what's the status with the board?
So the commissioners last Friday declined to appoint any new trustees, agreeing that they were not ready to do so. What that means for the trustees board is they effectively can't take action on anything because at three members, they just don't have a quorum. So for now, the trustees board remains in place. However, they have no powers.
Gila Regional Medical Center has faced some financial challenges. Is there any update on how things are looking right now with the hospital?
The hospital did get $7 million from the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, and that was described in as an advance payment on payments that the hospital would receive this year. That puts them in a position to make payroll, cover their invoice expenses, and supply the hospital. They have said that the hospital is currently in a healthy position financially.
Okay. Now I want to move on and talk about a water shutoff that occurred last Friday in Bayard. What can you tell us?
The city of Bayard went ahead and executed its usual first of the month round of water shutoffs for households with delinquent accounts. And last Friday, that meant that more than 60 households in Bayard lost water. After a flood of phone calls into City Hall, Mayor Chon Fierro and City Clerk Treasurer Christina Ortiz started rethinking the shutoffs. And after a couple residents reached out not only to the governor of New Mexico's office, but various commissioners, Grant County commissioners, and in fact the Daily Press, it was decided that everybody would get their water service restored, particularly in light of the COVID-19 pandemic when hand washing and sanitation is paramount. The thing is, Bayard still doesn't have a policy in place to either prevent shutoffs in the future or forgive penalties. And so this today, as a matter of fact, Bayard is still planning on shutting off the water to 16 houses who have still not communicated with City Hall. And Christy Ortiz, the city clerk treasurer, was really asking residents to just communicate with the city so that they could make arrangements to avoid their water being turned off.
Obviously something folks want to be aware of during this pandemic. Jeff, we just have a little bit of time left. I want to hear about the Silver City Daily Press hosting candidate forums. What's on tap this week?
That's right. Last week we had the Grant County Treasurer's Candidates Forum. Two Democratic candidates, Gilbert Guadiana and Dr. Khan, answered questions from a Zoom audience as well as the Daily Press newspaper. This Thursday, same time, same place, Zoom, we'll have a candidates forum at 6 o'clock featuring Commissioner Harry Brown and retired businessman Simon Ortiz, both competing for the District 5 commissioner's post. And that will be at 6 p.m., dailypressforums.com, and also streaming live at the Daily Press Facebook page.
Jeffrey Plant is a reporter with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this week.
Thanks, Anthony.